This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Heard around the world on our free mobile app and online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Our trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish.
Blessed Trails. I am your host, Belinda Gale, and our show features interviews with wonderful guests, as well as gospel and patriotic music and songs that just plain lift your heart, most all of them with a definite Western flair. I am so excited to have a whole family with us today. They were recently introduced to me by our amazing producer, Gary Holt, so we're going to get to know them together. But before we bring them on, let's listen to their version of When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time will be no more, and the morning
yonder, I'll be there.
Okay, that was fun. Oh, today's guests are a terrific family of singers, musicians, and wait for it, cloggers. I can hardly wait to hear more about that, and can only imagine how much fun it would be to see them in person, with mom and dad bringing to their marriage a rich musical entertainment background. I guess it was only natural for them to bring up their three beautiful daughters singing and playing instruments as well. Creating a lot of buzz in the bluegrass world, this talented family has already garnered nominations and awards from the International Bluegrass Association. They are spreading their wings and getting ready to soar, and I am so excited to get to welcome to our show Kevin, Debbie, Melody, Cadence, and Caroline, otherwise known as Williamson Branch. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Oh, God, this is going to be too much fun. I tell you, I have had so much fun watching your videos on your website, and just your family is so versatile, and it's just a blast. You guys just have such a wonderful energy and so much fun, and this is really looking forward to this show. I have been for a couple of weeks since we booked this, but we couldn't do it right when I wanted to because you guys were headed off to where?
Oh, yeah. We just got back from a two-week tour of the island of Grand Cayman. And it's actually both of my mom's parents were born and raised there, and they were married there. And so I have a lot of family down on that beautiful island. And we just had a wonderful time. We visited and we sang and we played at the beach and we got to pet dolphins and turtles and kiss stingrays and just had a big time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I bet those girls didn't want to come home.
Oh, no. They were very, 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 had a very full trip, and they were very excited about it. But as usual, they're ready to come home by the end of the trip.
I can appreciate that. Well, I just love having you all on the show, and I love to, especially the first time I have guests on, like to get a little bit of their background, and not only their musical background, but their background with the Lord and how, you know, how their walk kind of evolved with the Lord. So why don't both of you kind of bring me up a little bit to speed as to where you were born and what part church and religion played in your upbringing?
Yeah, we love to do that. We, let's see, musically, okay, we'll go back a little further than that. Both of our dads were Air Force guys from West Virginia, and both of our dads went off to the Air Force to do their service time, and they also found brides. Now, Debbie's dad went to Florida and found his bride. And my dad went to California and found his bride and came back to West Virginia. So a few years later, then she and I met, and so we were kind of both Air Force brats. But that's kind of how we ended up with moms from way different sides of the country. But we met in church, and that was always a big part of both of our lives growing up. But I was pretty steeped in the music side of things by the time we had met. And then she and I met in church, and she's been my singer ever since.
I love that. So how long have y'all been married?
We have been married for 24 years.
Wow. Wow,
yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, one of the things that I always love to hear from my guests is kind of their journey with the Lord from that childhood innocent, you know, the Lord's just like the Lord out there, to the Lord really becoming that intimate relationship with the Lord. Because some people it's a journey and it just sort of happens over time, and other people it's an epiphany that all of a sudden they realize that he's much more intimate and inaccessible than they realized. What was each of your experiences with that?
Well, I think with me, I grew up in church, as I mentioned. My grandfather was a preacher, my dad was a preacher, and as I grew up, I naturally grew up in and around church, but mm-hmm. by the time I was into my mid-teens, I decided that I had a better way than he did, as many of us do, and so I had to stray off for about 10 years and just figure out that I didn't actually know as much as he did, and his way really was a better way, and so mm-hmm. by the time I was 25 or 26 years old, then I was willing, and you know, he continued to chase me during that time, and mm-hmm. so at that point I was willing to accept his lordship. And then, but even then, it's still been a growing process for me. It's been a gradual thing, and as I have given him opportunity, he's definitely grown me along the way. So that's kind of my story. Kind of grown up with it, grown up in church, and then walked away, and then finally he was gracious enough to allow me to come back to him.
Mm. That's a lot of people's story, Kevin. A lot of people's story. How about you, Debbie?
Yeah, for me, obviously, I grew up in church also. We actually have a Church of Christ heritage, and yeah, it's very strong in the Word and knowing your Bible, and we're very thankful for that as part of our heritage. And for me, I didn't really have a time where I was rebellious. We did have a small time where when we were in Nashville after we got married that we weren't at church for just a little while, and then we found another church and came back, and we've been going ever since. So that's really about as far away as I've gotten. But it amazes me how as I've grown in the Lord, that it's just to open the Word, you just see new things all the time. Mm-hmm. Just how alive it is, and it just continues to stretch you and to cause you to seek him more and to try to understand as much as you can about him and how we are to relate to him and mm-hmm. through to the world around us through him and his love for others.
Well, I love about what you said about the getting into the Word and how much and how it's so new every time you open it. And for me, that's so affirming that it is the inspired Word of God, because what other book can you get in and open up? And every time you open it up and read it, you may have read that passage 800 or 900 times, who knows, but that
yeah.
particular moment, it becomes alive. It takes on a whole new meaning because it so relates to where you are at that moment in your life. And the whole entire Bible is that way. And gosh, if that's not the inspired Word of God, I don't know what more proof anybody would need. But yeah, I'm with you, girl. I'm like so about the Word. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Oh gosh. Well, we're going to go to a song now. And I would like for you all to set up this this really lovely song called Beauty in Tears.
Yeah, I'd be honored to do that. I'll tell you, first of all, our daughter, Melody, that you'll get to meet soon, she sings it. But the way the song came about, as most good songs do come about, it was when I was mowing the lawn. My sister, a few years ago, lost her husband to mesothelioma, which is cancer of the lining of the lung, and he was in his early 30s, and so, you know, just quite a devastating blow. And But, you know, as I watched her walk through it, I was able to see that even in the midst of tragedy, that the Lord was there and he was redeeming even the hardest parts of our lives. And so that's kind of where the song came from, and you can listen to it and see if it speaks to you in that kind of way as well.
Oh, well, I think it's a gorgeous song, and I can hardly wait to share it. It's called Beauty in Tears. I might have to rip that song off.
You'd be welcome
to
do it.
Singing that thing. That's gorgeous. It is just gorgeous. Well, you have three beautiful girls, and we're going to bring them on in just a second and talk with them a little bit. But tell us, I mean, you both came from musical backgrounds, and you both were performing, you know, when you got married and continued to after you got married. So what made you decide to make that big leap from band to family band?
Well, we tease and say that our first band was our first kid when we had Kevin. Yeah, when we had Kevin and Debbie Williamson in Shadow Ridge. We waited for about 7 years before we decided to jump into the parental role. When we did, we decided that the road wasn't the place to raise a tiny baby. And so we stayed home with our oldest child, Melody, and we raised her. And then Cadence came along about 4 years later. And Caroline, or Caboose, as we call her, she was a surprise. She was 6 years after Cadence, and we thought we were finished, but God had other plans for us, and we are so glad because she's such a joy. We have enjoyed her very much, and we're just very blessed to be the parents to these three wonderful, wonderful girls. I'll let Kevin tell you about how we came to be a family band after we became a family.
Well, you know, we have always played music, and as Debbie said before, we had the girls. First of all, we tell people that these girls are the reason we got off the road, and now they're the reason we're having to get back on the road. We had bands and things before, and then we needed to get off the road. We just weren't ready to travel with a family at the time, or with young children. So I invented a children's performer guy. I call him Kevin Kidd. And Kevin Kidd does exciting things like the Stinky Feet song and the Underwear song, and he sings for kids and does character building kind of performances. But as the girls would come along, so that was kind of the way we supported our family with these children's performances. And then as the girls started playing and or singing first and then playing later, then we would bring them along with the kids' performances. And we'd do nursing homes and things like that. And then as they would grow into it, then you know, we knew that it was finally time to start a family band. And so it's about, right now it's about 2.5 years old, our family band is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you sure have an amazing sound for only really being pulled together as a family band for a couple of years. Let me tell you, I love your sound. So why don't you introduce us to your girls?
Sure. First child, as I mentioned a second ago, her name is Melody Ann, and Melody is 17 years old, and I'll let her talk for herself.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Melody.
Hey there. I'm 17 years old, and I play the fiddle, and my birth certificate will tell you that I'm 17, but my growth hormones have not caught up with that yet. I am much taller on the radio.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I've had a lot of fun playing music my, entire life. And I've been playing fiddle for 12 years, which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
And I played guitar before that a little bit and then kind of picked it back up again a couple of years ago. And
I'll tell you a little bit of something about Melody. She recorded a little song about the song is about the absence of country music in today's country music. Can I get an amen? And,
amen.
And she recorded it on her little cell phone camera on the back porch. And it ended up with well over 500,000 views. So she's kind of been our introduction to a lot of folks just via video. But the song is called There's No Country Here. If you want to go out on YouTube, you can see Melody sing that one. But she's a good singer and a good fiddler as well. But we needed a bass player if you were going to have a band.
Yes.
And so then we just recruited our then 10-year-old daughter. We needed a bass player, so we found her a little bass, and it probably wasn't 2 or 3 months later that she was already kind of out playing the bass after we found her bass. So I'll introduce you to her. Her name is Cadence, and I'll put her on right now.
Great. Hello, Cadence.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good. So did you have fun in the Cayman Islands?
Yes, I did. She had more fun than any of the rest of us.
I did. Oh, gosh. So how do you like playing the bass? That's not I know there are definitely girl bass players out there, but that's normally not an instrument the girls pick up. So what do you think about that?
It's a lot of fun. The fact that it's smaller makes it a lot easier to play.
I guess, yep. Did you play other instruments besides just the bass?
Yeah, I played the fiddle until about 3 years ago when I picked up the bass. And then I've kind of slowed down a lot on that.
Oh, okay. Well, since your family has you playing the bass, I can see where that, they kind of won't let you off of that too much, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
You kind of need that there to hold the band together. See, you are, Cadence, the most important person in the whole band. You know that, don't you? You're the one, the glue that holds it all together and keeps everybody pulled together. So it may
Absolutely
seem like
right.
It's not that big a deal, but you are the glue. You're the key to keeping that band on track. So just don't let them forget that, okay? Oh, gosh. So then now we have our little Miss Caroline. Tell us about Caroline.
Okay, Caroline is right here, and she's going to tell you how old she is and what she does with the group.
Great.
Hello, okay.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, how old are you, dear?
I'm six. I'm six and a half, actually.
Six and a half, of course. You're still in that age where you add the halves and the three quarters. I get that completely. So you're just like almost a grown woman, aren't you? So what is your favorite thing to do with the band, Caroline?
Well, most of all, really singing. But sometimes it's really dancing.
Oh, we need to talk about that. That is definitely something we need to talk about. So I've seen the videos of you guys dancing. So all three of you girls are cloggers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually on a square dance team as well. Not only are we individually award-winning dancers, we are also on a team that is quite hot on the scene in all the festivals in Middle Tennessee, and called Revolution. So if you've seen the green and yellow square dance team out and about, that's us.
Wow.
Or Peach. We have a couple of new outfits, but
I do love that you guys coordinate the clogging into your performances, and that would seem to me to be a little bit of a challenge when you guys are the musicians and the dancers. So have you ever tried to play and dance at the same time?
It's not easy to do. I'll just say that it's
yes.
It's possible, but you kind of have to, there's not, you can't do all the, like, crazy jumps and stuff when you're playing the fiddle.
No, I could imagine you couldn't.
because of your bowing and stuff and
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you what, you girls are just delightful to talk to, and I'm having so much fun with you, and stay on the phone. But we are going to do our next little song, and I think that Caroline actually sings this song. So do one of you want to tell us about Grandma's Feather Bed? Maybe Caroline can tell us about it.
Well, Caroline, tell everybody whose song this was first, and then who got it before you got it.
Okay. Well, Cadence had this song before me, but Mel had it before Kate, and then when Kate had it, and then Kate passed it down to me, and now I'm singing it and playing fiddle on it, and
dancing on it too.
And I danced on it.
Oh my gosh! So this is, so instead of passing down their favorite dress down from Melody to you, they passed their favorite song down to you. Sounds like.
Yep, absolutely. Caroline's got a little triple threat going on this one. She does.
So let's go ahead and listen to this delightful version of this song, Grandma's Feather Bed.
Just a little girl, just above the floor. Used to go down the ground. the road.
On the record as close as we could to the live version, where we included the dancing and Caroline playing the fiddle and the whole bit.
Oh, well, it is just beyond precious, just beyond precious. That was so much fun. Well, God, I mean, life on the road with these girls, I mean, I know your family and obviously very close-knit, but that has to have its challenges. I'm assuming that you're homeschooling these girls.
We are.
Yeah, we are homeschooling. We've actually homeschooled every day from ever since I started kindergarten. So.
Oh, wow.
The only reason I've ever stepped into a public school is to play at one. So.
Well, I have to say that not that there aren't, you know, polite, sweet children that go to public school, but just about 9 times out of 10 when you meet children out and about in settings, you know, when you're in social settings and they're polite and they're articulate and well-spoken, 9 times out of 10 kids. And so I'm a big proponent of homeschooling when people are able to do it. Not everybody's able to pull that off, but when they can, I think so. But so what do you think of it? Melody, having been homeschooled, do you feel like you've been shortchanged at all? Like the proponents against it try to put that out there.
Well, I mean, it definitely has its challenges, of course, but just like public school does and would definitely for us have more challenges than homeschooling, just because we are traveling so much now, right, with the band. And so homeschooling at this point is kind of the only way to be able to do what we do and do what we love and what God's called us to do as a family. And homeschooling has made that possible for us. And I really do think that it gives you a sense of self-confidence, because you're accountable for everything that comes, that happens. And because you're learning with just your mom, or we're also affiliated with a co-op or a tutorial, however you want to say it, where we get together with some other homeschool families and we have a class 1 day a week all together. So we have that that social opportunity that so many people are like, oh, homeschoolers, you're so sheltered and you have no friends. That's not true. In fact, I have friends all over the world. The world now, because, you know, we've been to Cayman and all that. So I have friends from all over the place. And it's just really cool because we have such a wide range of social opportunities that don't necessarily just revolve around our peers in school.
Your horizons are much broader than just the kids who just are in school, sounds like.
Exactly.
Wow, wow. So you mentioned, which I love, that your ministry is a family, and how do you perceive that, Caroline? And maybe Cadence can also, and your mom and dad can kind of chime in that on, as well. So Cadence first, how do you see that, or you tell me first, Melody, how do you see that your family is a ministry, what you're doing?
Well, definitely we see God's call on our family, and we know that this is something that Dad has had a vision for a really long time, and we're just really glad that we can live that out now. And it's the season that we're in, and it's just been a very happy season, I think, to be able to walk this out together.
Wow. Good. So Cadence, what do you think of it, of your ministry as a family? How do you see that playing out?
Well, I think we were placed in this situation to bless certain people that other people, that nobody else would be able to reach out to.
That's very perceptive for a young lady. So people that might be drawn in because you're children and you're a family, they might be more inclined to really listen to what you have to say as opposed to just somebody being up front and the normal preaching and singing that's going on. Is that, I think that's what I'm hearing you say, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody has those opportunities as well. People that might not come to church with you or something, you could go out and have coffee with them or go to lunch or whatever, and you can be part of their life and thus show them Jesus without them even having to, you know, come to revival or whatever.
Right. I'm so on board with that. So Mom and Dad, how is this playing out for you as a family and with your girls? How are you seeing your ministry playing out?
Well, you know, I think, I'll say it this way. The thing that I expected when we started playing was I expected people to come up and say, oh, your girls are very talented, or I love your singing, or you guys play so well, or, you know, I certainly hoped that we would get those kind of comments, and we do, but the comment that we get more often than any other is people come up and just say, you know, it's just so great to see a family. It's so great to see a family that works together and loves the Lord and walks together. And I never thought of it as a ministry just to be a family, but it is.
I understand that. I really do. I mean, with the whole family unit being so threatened in our society today, what that looks like and what's normal, to see a family, a traditional family unit that's working and serving the Lord together and performing together, that's a pretty amazing and inspiring thing. It really is.
It's a blessing to get to do what we do and to meet the folks that we do. And we're so far from perfect. We trip over each other and we step on each other's toes, literally and figuratively. And and so we're not the perfect family, but we just love each other and we have opportunity to take care of each other and display that family for other people.
Well, I wouldn't beat yourself up too much about being an imperfect family, because it, for me, the imperfections in all of us, and how the Lord can still use us and can still further our ministries, and people watching that happen and seeing that you're not perfect and yet the Lord is using you, and seeing that you make mistakes and you still love each other and you still pull together and you still support each other. I mean, that in and of itself is a huge testimony to people who are watching your life. So I think the imperfection is part of the beauty. Like there's beauty in tears, there's beauty in the imperfection as well.
Yeah, and now I did mention that the family is imperfect, but I am actually perfect.
He's humble too.
Yes, I can tell humility is one of his strong suits. I can certainly appreciate that.
I keep trying to convince them that I'm perfect, but they're unconvinced to this day. I'll keep working on it.
Yes, well, you keep working on that, and you ladies, let me know how he's doing on that one, okay, and how that's working.
Yeah,
you need to pray for me too, because you have to remember that I'm on the road with four women all the time.
That is indeed something I will. Well, and the thing is, you have it kind of easy now when all of your girls are teenagers. That's when you're really going to need prayer. When you're really going to need prayer.
Well, I was going to ask for prayer anyways. Just all the estrogen that flows in my life.
Yes. So you need like a male dog to travel with you or something, you know? So there's like you have your buddy.
Well, Caden would be all for that.
At least a goldfish.
Well, I have a little mini Australian Shepherd who travels the road with me, and she's amazing. She's a great little road warrior. So, and they're little. So you might, if you ever think you want a puppy, a little dog, I got someone I can hook you up with because they're awesome little road warriors. But that's
Caroline clapping. You're getting rounds of applause from this end.
I love that. So what's on the horizon for you guys? I mean, you have some great tour things coming up. I glanced at your schedule, and you guys don't hardly have room to breathe. Are you going to get to stop for Thanksgiving? I mean, you guys are just go.
We will be. We're actually hosting Thanksgiving. That's of the family holidays. That's the one we get. So we're excited about that coming up. We are very, very near completion of our new record just heard a cut off of, which is Grandma's Feather Bed was the song. And the new album is called Branching Out, Williamson Branch, Branching Out. And you can look for that online, or you can find it at williamsonbranch.com or at our Facebook page. But we are so excited about this new CD. And it's got some original things, and it's got such good music and good singing, and we're just really excited to introduce it to everybody.
In fact, it actually has a Melody Williamson original on there.
Yeah.
Wow, nice. All right, way to go, Melody. That's awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
I get my humility from my dad. So.
Yes, I can tell. You're walking right in those shoes, aren't you? Someone told me that it wasn't bragging if it was true.
That's right.
So I try to pay attention to that. So, well, we're going to do another song before we let you all go. And can you please tell us about View That Holy City?
Yeah, you want to tell us?
Sure. This is an older song. It's not an original for our group, but we actually heard it in our Church of Christ upbringing a cappella, and so that's how we France did it on the CD. They threw a little a cappella onto it and put it out there, and hope y'all enjoy it.
Oh, I love a cappella, so I'm so eager to share this with everybody. So here is View That Holy City.
I'm gonna view that holy city. Oh, I'm gonna view that holy city one of these days. Oh, I'm gonna view that holy city. I'm gonna view that holy city one of these days. One of these days. Well, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Oh, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. Oh, I'm I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna view that holy city one of these days. One of these days. Well, I'm gonna sing and never get tired. Oh, I'm gonna sing and never get tired one of these days. Oh, I'm gonna sing and never get tired. I'm gonna sing and never get tired. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna view that holy city one of these days. One of these days. Well, I'm gonna sing my loving Jesus. Oh, I'm gonna sing my loving Jesus one of these days. Oh, I'm gonna sing my loving Jesus. I'm gonna sing my loving Jesus. I'm gonna sing and never get tired. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna view that holy city one of these days. One of these days.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I love that. That is wonderful. Well, oh, God, it's been so much fun having you on the show today. And you have to tell me, I think I know kind of where where the name, your group name came from. But Williamson obviously is your last name. But Williamson Branch, tell us how you came up with that as a group name.
Yeah, we wanted to have a name that wasn't just such and such family band. And so we decided that we wanted to go in a direction that was from our roots, which is, you know, up in West Virginia. Kevin was raised up a holler, and so we wanted something that kind of had, that would speak to our bluegrass crowd, but would also have a tie to our church crowds. And Branch was just perfect because you can live down a road that is a branch or beside a creek that's the branch of the creek. And so that had our bluegrass and country folks. But also, we love the verse, I am the vine and you are the branches, and in John, in the book of John. And so that's where that came from. It perfectly captured all of those aspects that we were trying to go for.
Well, I love your name and I love your band, and I certainly hope that I have the opportunity to see you live and get to meet you. And I think you're just wonderful. And
you.
So we want
Thank
people
you.
To get in touch with you guys and buy your music and book you into their events and just keep you guys hopping even more than you already are. So if they need to get a hold of you to book your band or to buy your music, where's the best place for them to do that?
Well, if you like what you've heard here today, you can go and like us on Facebook, because we like it when you like us. Yes, that's Williamson Branch on Facebook, and www.williamsonbranch.com for all your Williamson Branch needs. Thank you, and now back to you,
Barry,
in the studio.
I think you've done that a couple of times, Melanie.
She has. Yes, she has.
I love that. Well, thank you all so much for being on the show. Just bless your hearts and the Lord's richest blessings on you as you minister and perform. And before we let you go, I'd love for you to set up our final song with you all, and that's Ain't No Rock. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, I love that scripture that talks about from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. And, you know, I was thinking about this scripture or the story where Jesus is, they're kind of reprimanding Jesus. And he says, you know, if the children didn't cry out, that the rocks would cry out. And so I wrote a song around that. We kind of wrote it as a praise song for our church, but as everything I write has a little bit of a little bluegrass flair to it. And so we just turned Melody loose with it, and she sings the fire out of it. But mostly it praises our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Wonderful. Let's hear Melody sing the fire out of Ain't No Rock.
From the lips of children and infants, Your glory's been proclaimed. Even the rocks and the mountains, Lord, were formed to honor you. And so I pray there's not a single day that my lips will fail to praise you too. No, there ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm gonna stand up with my hands raised. No, there ain't no rock gonna take my place. Ain't no storm gonna shout, Lord, 'cause I fell to stars all sang. You heard the praise of the shepherd king dancing undignified. So I join with all creation proclaiming Jesus Christ be magnified. No, there ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm gonna stand up with my hands raised. No, there ain't
goodness, and what a delightful family, and what an inspiration they are. With all the craziness in the world, it really is so refreshing to run into a family of loving and energetic that enjoys each other and serving the Lord together. It occurs to me that just like Kevin and Debbie are doing now more than ever, it is so important for us to stay connected and be a positive influence in the lives of our children and our grandchildren. If we are connected, caring, and loving, and follow the principles set out in the Bible, we give our children and grandchildren a much better foundation and an opportunity to not only make good choices, but to select good friends and have the best life they can possibly have. One of my favorite scripture regarding children, and probably among one of the most quoted, is in Proverbs 22:6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. I mean, the Lord has given each and every one of us free choice. You know, and like Kevin, you can't guarantee what life our children are going to choose. Sometimes they think they have a better way. But like Kevin discovered, and for me, the scripture tells us that if we truly invest ourselves into our children and grandchildren, be that good example, commit our love, our time, and our resources into their upbringing, and always, always use the plentiful instruction in God's word as our guide. Even if they choose to wander a bit, our Lord will draw them back using the good foundation we have laid for them. So whether you are a mom and a dad or a grandma and grandpa, I would encourage you to embrace all the wonderful and powerful direction given to us in God's word and to pour yourselves into the lives of the sweet little ones
that are entrusted into our care. Well, that's our show for today. I am so delighted y'all could join us. Thank you for giving us the gift of your time. Thank you again to our very special guests, Kevin, Debbie, Melody, Cadence, and Caroline, otherwise known as Williamson Branch, for sharing their lives with us today. And of course, a huge thank you to my amazing producer, Gary Holt, for all he does behind the scenes to make this show happen. And please remember, all the fabulous shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio are archived for you to listen to at your convenience. You can even download our nifty mobile app and take us on the go with you. So if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking us on Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us. And until next week, may all your trails be blessed.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay.
Of a politician. I believe in the people and their cars and Progressive and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.